The words of our text this morning are taken from the 17th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. This is a portion of what is often referred to as Jesus' high priestly or sacerdotal prayer. It is his prayer on behalf of his church, not only the disciples of his day, but also for those who would come years later, like ourselves. And he prays, "I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray now that you would increase our faith through them. Amen." For life, I have had the nice opportunity to visit castles over in Europe, and they are amazing buildings. Oftentimes come in different styles and shapes and sizes, many of them built in the later Middle Ages and so on. There are quite a few of them still in France and England and Spain that are still standing, Germany as well. And it gives you quite a picture of what it means to have sanctuary, to be protected within the walls of something and set apart. We still talk today about people seeking sanctuary, to find a way to get away from someone who might be after them or chasing them or oppressing them and so on. During those days when those buildings were being constructed, a lord or a prince or a king would give an edict that this castle was to be constructed. And so the construction would begin. And he likewise would then also often determine who would be the subjects to come and live inside of those walls if there ever was war and oppression. And you might say that those walls and his decree that created the walls and his decree about who would be his subjects, that word that he gave then made the distinguishing separation between those who would be outside of its walls and those who would be inside of its walls. And in times of war, the subjects then would often gather inside the walls of that castle for their protection. And so the edict, the decree, the word of that lord would not only establish the castle itself, but also who would receive its protection. And this provides us with a very beautiful picture of what our Lord is addressing for us in the spiritual realm in the text before us in his high priestly prayer. The Word of God not only has built, constructed, and formed the castle that protects us itself through the work of Christ, but the Word and the edict of our Lord, the decree of God, is also what establishes who will now be inside of its walls. There's a tendency inside of all of us to want to take credit for being ones who gather inside the church, who find sanctuary in the church. There's a tendency in us to assume that somehow at least part of our will has been involved in this. God's word, however, is very, very clear, as we heard yesterday in our homily, that all of us are spiritually dead, and the new faith that's been worked in our hearts is entirely by the gift of God, by the work of his Holy Spirit. You see, the Lord himself is the one who, by his word, has created this faith in our hearts and decreed us now to be members of his kingdom and to come inside of the walls of the kingdom of his grace through his word for protection. Even the great patriarch Abraham, who was the father of the great nation of Israel, through whom the promised Messiah would come, even the great believer Abraham, who was about to kill his own son Isaac because of God's command, following God's word. But even he, we're told by Joshua, that the Lord had called him from another land where he had been serving other gods. Even Abraham had this faith created in him by the decree of the king, the Lord himself. Saul, later to become Paul, is another beautiful example of that, how the calling into the kingdom of grace, becoming one of those who are now protected by Christ and by the walls of his grace, that calling is by the decree of the Lord through the work of his word and the work of the Holy Spirit. So there's only one means of entrance into the walls of protection, and that is by the word of God. And it's that very word of God is the very thing that causes us to be subjects of God, and it's also the distinguishing factor between those who believe in Christ and those who are outside of the walls trying to attack the castle. The subjects who are protected by the king are those who, by God's grace, have now accepted and believed that word of the gospel, that in Christ we have our sins entirely forgiven and the hope of life in heaven. And those who are outside of the walls, attacking the castle, raging against it, are those who do not believe that word. It's as simple as that. And so a person's attitude toward the word of God is really ultimately what demonstrates whether you are inside of the castle of God's care and grace or outside as one of his enemies, raging against him and his kingdom. Our Lord Jesus speaks of this when he talks about this in his prayer, and he says, "Sanctify them," his believers, "sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth." The word sanctify always has this concept of being separated apart, taken away from the unbelieving world and now made holy before God through the work of Christ, attached to him by faith and benefiting from his great death on the cross for us. And it's that very word by which we are culled out of the world of unbelievers and now made part of the kingdom of grace and given this precious gift of faith. However, despite having been blessed with this separation from the unbelieving world and brought now into this castle, despite that, we still live in a society and culture and world that rages against that. We have been left here, if you will, for now. As soon as we were made believers, God didn't translate us immediately to heaven. There is work for us to do here in the castle of God's grace in this life. Christ has not yet chosen to take us to our eternal home. But instead, he chooses to protect us in this dangerous land in which we live through the walls of his word that shield us. And as his subjects, we no longer belong to the wicked world now that rages against us. Christ and the unbelieving world have absolutely nothing in common. And so therefore, those who now are with Christ by faith, likewise, are to have nothing in common with this unbelieving world. Our interests lie in an opposite direction. We're no longer on the same page. We no longer look at life the same way. And even though we don't desire the hatred of the world against us because we belong to Christ, we are willing to put up with it if it means staying with Christ and staying in the walls of his kingdom. But it's this very word that has established the castle, that has built the walls that now protect us. It is this very word that protects us from the evil one and which the world now rages war against. The castle itself is under attack, the very walls of the word of God. Because the unbelieving world knows that if they can destroy the walls, if they can destroy the word, they can get at us and destroy us eternally. And so the unbelieving nation that rages against God's kingdom continually tries to chip away at and destroy and hurl its weapons against the very word that protects us and the very word that we love. And so the forces of the world are trying to capture us again and take us back into their unbelief and eternal destruction. But they must do this by going through the word, by taking away our love for the word, by attacking that word in our minds and hearts. And so we see this all around us today, don't we, from the unbelieving world, how the very precious word of God, which has called us into his kingdom of grace, is under such attack. And if the invaders can convince us who are inside of the castle to leave the confines of that word, to go outside of the walls back into their unbelief, then they have won and our faith will die. So there may be times for us when living inside of the castle is boring. It doesn't seem to be as exciting as living outside with the unbelieving world. It's not a real exciting life always to be inside of these walls. But here and here alone, we enjoy the security and protection from the devil and all of his threats. And here alone, in that word, we enjoy the future that has been promised to us through our gracious Savior. So let us always learn to remain inside of these walls, to appreciate them, to study them, even though they sometimes seem old and boring. They are our very life and salvation. And may we always pray, Lord, keep us steadfast in thy word. Amen. Please join me in a prayer that you'll find on the bottom of page 58 in the front part of your hymn book. Let us rise. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that of your great mercy you have given us your holy and blessed word, by which you also among us gather your Christian church. We humbly entreat you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we receive your word with thankful hearts and live according to it, and ever increase in Christian faith and hope and love, and at last obtain eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.